There is a question, then a verse. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Rashi would also bring a question. The angels that are above, first they have to descend, and then they have to descend, and then ascend. What is this ascending and descending, these angels of the Creator? And here, so we're thinking sometimes simply, what is the angels of the Creator? These are people that they are saying that they've been sent to this world to make corrections. They are called malachim, angels. Ascending and descending the ladder. If they see that they are in a state of descent, darkness, they need to know that beforehand they were ascending. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to feel, to sense that they are found in a descent. So ascending and descending, what's the meaning? If he's in a descent, he has to know beforehand about the ascent. There is a bit of good in this, according to this measure, that he feels that now he's in a descent. When a person is engaged in this and that and also this, he thinks about the descent. What is he thinking? I have a descent in respect and money and so on, or a descent in spirituality. It's found a descent. Beforehand there was an ascent. It's impossible to desire darkness if you don't have light. So a person needs to make an effort only to do good. Then he sees that he's incapable. Then he will see that he's in darkness. Why, if he tries to do good, why is he in darkness? It's found in the measure that he desires to do good. In this measure, he can see how he has evil. These are clear things. We spoke about them many times, that our advancement is only in the light. As much as we make an effort to be like him, we invite ourselves to be closer like him, and then we feel ourselves to be opposite. If we don't try to get closer, we don't see that we're distant. So if we try to get closer, we see that we're distant. So how is this possible? It's the equivalence of form. But, well, I get close to him by wanting to be like him. I'm not like him. And that's why it's called surrounding light. You get close in intention. It's as if you want. And then you receive a true picture that you're not worthy. You're opposite. And then, like the Rabash says, first of all, there has to be good deeds, an effort. And then you see that you're found in oppositeness of form, in a descent. And it's not a descent, it's true that it's the revelation of the vessel. They reveal the vessel to you. Now, yearn once more upon this revelation and reach correction. Requested to be corrected, and here a person usually he's paused because this negative sensation from the darkness it dominates him. Instead of ascending over the sensation in mind, this usually occurs only from strengthening from the group. It's impossible, a person on his own, a person doesn't have these forces in him. And so if he strengthens himself, already he's requesting what's called Tayag 18, the force of correction of the vessel, and then Tayag Pekudin. These are actions in sum total that are accumulating slowly, time after time, bit by bit, and they all connect to one big calculation. We have to understand everything is built from the descents, that they are that same material, same substance, that if we'll correct it, we'll have a spiritual vessel, that all those same sensations that we are distant, if we turn them to essence, from that we build our soul. Only in this way. We see that even, I don't know, I see these things in every, let's say electricity, even there. How do we, well, you know, let's say there is like a bridge made between like an alternating current and a direct current, yes? Well, we can draw this actually. You have like a bridge here. Yes? Here we have an alternating current on the left. Here you have like diodes. A bridge of diodes. Well, in Russian it's a bit different. I don't remember the terms exactly. In short, so the plus is here, and the minus, the negative, goes here. It's like positive and negative, yes? And here I have the positive here and the negative here, and here it's a direct current. And here it's an alternating current, AC and DC. It's very similar to this. I don't know how else to express it. The descents have to flip to turn into be essence, and they're actually the positive. So the positive is actually the light operating. The negative is the revelation of the vessel. And then it works together. It's clear? Joseph from Jerusalem is asking, where can a person take force for work when he's always trying to do good and he sees darkness? How can a person receive force for work if every time he does something good he receives darkness for it? Once again, how can a person receive forces for work if each time that he does good, he makes an effort for the direction of good, he receives a greater state of darkness? If I reveal darkness, I have no force for this. No force, and nothing will help me. Just no one help. Rather, maybe if I already found in stages of unique advancement, where I already have unique preparations, that I am awakening the dawn, that I build support for myself before. But this is not for beginners. But you know what beginners is. You were beginners for years. The whole period of preparation is beginners. We're speaking only about the stages of the ladder. That's the darkness, it's like a black abyss, and that's it. And now here, specifically, like, here, turn this to positive. No, I can't. I'm incapable. So on one hand, the light is operating, it gives us something. We're immediately given, we feel darkness, we stop working. Yes? Afterwards, because we stop working, it all like dissolves, everything goes away, and once more we have to start again, we have to start doing everything again, we have to learn again, once more that we're gathering all sorts of good deeds, once more the light is operating, once more we can't do anything. So specifically the opposite, in the time that we need now, from the darkness to demand that should turn to the correct vessel, because this is the revelation of the material. With this material, with this substance, we don't do anything. It's because of the lack of the support from the group, the environment. Because if you have substance, take forces now, that from like your seed, now the tree shall sprout. Well, we don't do this. because specifically at the critical time we can't do anything. It's from the lack of forces from the environment. Well, I hope we'll finally understand this and we'll realize it. The question is, can we be mistaken in what we call ascent and descent? Can we be mistaken in what an ascent is and what a descent is? We see that we define it each time according to our spirits. I call an ascent that I feel good today. I feel good, healthy. I have force. I slept well. I ate well. It could be that's an ascent. It could be the ascent is in this, that, well, something in the stock market went up, and, well, now I'm on ascent. It all depends how you look at it. Could be that something illuminates to me a bit more, I understand a bit more, and wisdom, an advancement, maybe that's an ascent. Maybe an ascent is this, that I feel my vessel, is it growing gradually? How would I say this? In absolute value, like plus or minus, doesn't matter. The main thing is that it blows up, it grows, even negatively. More wicked is revealed, as Bala Salam says, be happy. Absolute value, all right. So this is truly the true definition for advancement. Truly always check the vessel above the sensation. What is happening here to him? If each time is revealed positive or negative, but each time more than beforehand, I am in reward. I am in... Gene from Connecticut, how can we request additional support from the environment? As much as I make an effort in this, as much as I want this from them, then I am found in support from this. I need to awaken them as much as I can, on one hand. On the other hand, I must understand. In any case, everything is dependent to how much I subjugate myself. We operate with respect to the society, and the society operates upon us on three axes, three planes. This is me and the environment. Yes, this is the environment on the right and me on the left. On the height. I need to give the environment, the society, importance. Here he's writing importance of the society. And here, lowliness of self. Yes, self-lowliness or lowliness of self. So this comes from me. This is from me. He redrew it so it you can see that it comes from myself to the environment. And here, from the environment to me, is the importance of bestowal. The creator bestowal, this is clear. So, the importance of bestowal and lowliness, how would he say this? Well, all right, the lowliness of reception. I don't know how else to say it here. Everything other than, well, we'll say reception. That's it. So that's from the environment to me as well. So, both these matters. If I worry for both of these channels, from myself to the environment and the environment to me, and that's for each and every one of us, then I have force. Whenever I am possible, the importance of the society, lowliness of self, this is myself. When I'm in an ascent, I give. When I'm in a descent and I have no force, there's nothing to speak of, then I accept it. this works like we drew this bridge here. How do you say this again? Well, I understand there are diodes here. Come on. This is clear. When I am capable, I give. When I'm incapable, it's from them, it's like this. It's changed. It's found that I'm always found to be in forces. Either from myself to the society or the society to me. And that's how we work all the time. That's how it is in these two lines, and then we build the middle line, that we connect both of these edges together, that they're contrasting edges, that they should be in one state all the time, till the end of the path. This is how we work. Thus the soul is divided in two portions, me and what's outside of me. That I should have an attitude to what's outside of me like to myself, that it's my own. Just that I work in such a manner. Sometimes I give, and sometimes I receive back in return. We have to arrange this to work without anything bothering. That this works like this from above automatically. The society is prepared, and we're also prepared. Everything is ready according to one's height and how much he is awake. He awakens the society and enters into it from his internality. I'm not talking about the duties and the different things in the group. That's very clear. It's my internal worry for the group. When I'm in an ascent, I have nothing to worry about. To insert into this this treasure, into this collection, my forces for myself. And then there is a new vessel that specifically, when I'm in a descent, it comes to me. And this is the substance which is being adjoined to the soul. And then I receive from the society multiple times, as much as I made an effort in it, I receive back in return exactly how much this new vessel, this new substance, this darkness revealed in me, that I receive from the society enough force, which is the importance of the goal, that I receive it in return. It obligates me to return to the surrounding light. And then I have no problem. I'm always found in this constant state, always in an ascent, always in, always rising, like from alternating current to direct current. Everything turns to be one direction. We should not forget. Actually, what's happening here is my me turning to surrounding light. Who wants to ask a question? Yes, Kisos. What does this mean, that a person prepares support for himself for the descent? In the time of ascent, I can almost not receive anything from the society. I have like forces myself. In the ascent, I am operating in connection with the light. I am relatively similar to it with respect to what can illuminate to me and what I can reveal for myself in ascent. But when I'm operating and operating and operating, what's called Torah and good deeds, in the society and also in the study and everything, after some time, there begins to come to me the surrounding light. The surrounding light which comes, it reveals to me my vessel, my darkness, my contradiction, my contrast to it. This is its first action, let's say. The wicked is revealed, what's called. These wicked revealed, I have no opportunity to work against them. This is the new vessel, new thickness that was revealed. This was never in my possession. I can't put up with this. I can't. Either I fall, and I carry myself until it will pass on its own, or that I, if I made an effort in the society, and the society is prepared in return to me, that I begin to receive from them with respect to these new material forces. And it's similar to a seed planted in the ground, that in the moment when it needs to grow, he has what to absorb from the environment and this new thickness that's revealed a bit more than beforehand. He has a vessel for to collect it, then he receives in return from the society, an environment, and this that he absorbs it. We see this in ourselves. This that I absorb from the environment, I absorb it in my darkness. I absorb that it's the importance of the goal. That it's as written, the importance of the goal, the lowliness of the reception, this I receive from the environment. And then, despite that it's darkness, by me, I see that it's darkness, I can raise man.
Here we have the darkness, and here we have the importance of bestowal. And then I raise man. And then comes to me the Or Makif for the second time, surrounding light. And the second time it comes, it corrects me. The first time it awakens, shines into my darkness, opens a bit more of my box of my ego, and the second time corrects the ego. And then I start understanding more, feeling more, being a bit more in it, and I start discerning, and we'll learn about it. How we see ourselves now. Did I really advance? To the measure to which the lolishma and lishma exist in me. How much do I think? To which percentage am I ready to give up in order to truly bestow, or this in order to bestow? I really think that I'll have some kind of a gain from it. This means lolishma. Meaning, in what percent of lolishma am I? We'll talk about these examinations. It's all in forces, understanding, our ability. Person has to take this path. If we work correctly, each and every one of us, you'll be able to feel it inside and advance this way. The method, it's a very precise and, how to say, if you receive different discernments from your environment, you can really examine and check. As the Rabash says, I got $1,000 within reason. $999, one missing, above reason. You start examining how much you advance, because the society gives these discernments with respect to what should we examine. The ethlon comes from the group, the scale. You really start feeling from them. To which extent are you ready to really subjugate yourself? You don't know according to the light. Concealment is concealment. And then you advance and you feel yourself more wicked. More subtle stuff is discovered, is revealed. And then you determine a greater gap between you and the light. So you need a greater force of connection between you and the group. And then you have more discernments with respect to the group. So you have the opportunity to measure to which extent are you in the ability for oneself, and etc. In short, the Kli opens and we could make scrutinies in it. But it's on account that we have what to measure ourselves with respect to. This is the inner work. Oleg from Köln is asking about the gap between the light and the darkness. What do I have to exactly ask then from the group? What do I have to demand? What does it have to give me? The importance of bestowal and the lowness of reception. Maybe they didn't get translation or something. Let's say 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's the importance of the group. Number 2 is self-loneness. Number 3 is the importance of bestowal. Number 4 is the lowness of reception. There were also several questions about what is the difference between the lowness of reception and the lowness, self-lowness. There was a confusion. One is on behalf of the group, and one comes from me. On my behalf, it's self-lowness. This is something personal, whereas from the group, it's something general, that any kind of reception is disqualified. And here it's on my behalf, self-lowness, that I subjugate myself in practice. So let's move to the first part of the lesson.